So haben wir hier den Kurs in Raschen. Hier war es das Linie, Herr Loch, ich habe es gemacht, mein Bauer, wo? Ich habe einen Schabbis Choschiv Mokum, bin ja mit dem Namen Choschiv Mokum. Und mit dem Kilo, und wir wollen alle. Mich leuchten. Das ist eine Wanderung, was passiert, der Dinn. It's a parish to parish Rashi. The Yad is a Shaykh to the Kinag Bo. The Dinag Bo. Yeah, and normally Kinan, and normally Rashi holds. The Agbo has to be the Malmi Gimel. Hagbot is done shloy dayad. That's the first in Rashi in Kiddushin by Pil. So they learn so too. They didn't yad, which is also din Hagbot. What if it has to be lulei the din of Rov? The Yosot Machashuv. What has to be the Malam Gimel? The Malam Gimel. But Rav says that Choshev Kilu Yigvil Malam Gimel. And lulei din of Rov says in the Ban speaks out. When the Torah says, if we didn't know the Chiddush of Gershot Mechshuva, so when the Torah says Moshe and Biyodo, so we'd be talking about a Yad which is Mug Bagimu Tvachu Megabi Akanka. Otherwise it wouldn't be Kaina. Now the Shaykh, we'll see about this. Would it have been Shaykh, the feet that have a meaning, that without the Nebrova, that the Yosha Mechshuva Ketal Dalek. You don't start in the past of Nasim Yodo that talk about Yad Mug Bagimu Tvachim. So it's hard to put the gate on the hand when it's on the ground and actually picks it up. The Choyer, that runs into the problem. It's the Gitech Megav Mekanka. The Gemara says, if you tell Lisha, how Gitech, you put it down, and she can't, the balance to be there, the Nasim Yodo, the balance to be there, the Gemara has to be passive, let it pass us. He has to come to her. And if she has to do something to make the kinyan, the chayav the shalit. The problem is tli gitech me'agavei karka. And we'll see what's going on there a little bit, Mr. Shem. But but well, Ilum could be that when the Rishayim here saying the Shita says too that in Rashi he could have been shot in Nasim Biyodo. Ooh, I did very well. That the other Shalom Chasuva. When Torah says Nasim Biyodo means Yad Mug Begimu Tochem, it just means that before she puts the get in, before the Baal gives her the get, the best the get the Yad has to be 3 Tochem off the ground. Then she's not doing anything. Then the Yad is in a position to 3 Tochem off the ground. He puts it in. She's trying to get. He's been kind of Nasim Biyodo. We see the Maitre in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramon, Eben Ezra, and Kubal Amitah says that L'chachila, the Yad of the Yishas should be 3 Tvachim off the ground. We'll see what there's a possible reason for it. But let's just see what in the Kudah here, get me peace. What about Apostle Kinyan Hagbo? What's the king of Bo? Be kind of get. The master is the mocha of such a possibility that Isis in Gitan of Chof Alephon base. Tesis says a lotion that The sugis of the get written on otzitz. But one says that the lotion that the issue could be kind of angle. But the mesabed the end is the kind of as a get because of a lower shell otzitz nokuv. The meshicha as a otzitz oy bang boss a cause man shall a poski nikas ole. The cause man shall a poski nikas ole is a kubel kanka. These are not kind of. You see why? Because cause man, we haven't even talked about it's a deal, we take the invitation, it's a very strong deal. It's a push of Tesis. The Tesis tells us that Kol Zman have an Otz, it's Nokuv, and they get written on one of the leaves. It doesn't have to be of the Otz, it's Nokuv, so that vegetation has to be in Mechubal Kaka, and because it's Mechubal Kaka, it's not Nikna with the Kinyan Metaltolin, Mashiach Nagbar, Kinyan Metaltolin. It's not Kinyan Kaka, even if it's transportable, even if you pick it up. Right? And Otz Nokuv, that's also here. Otz Nokuv can only be Nikna with Kinyan Kaka. Kesu Shach Hazoka. So that's what I say. So if there's a get written on it, the Yisrael won't be kind of the get. Cause man, it's Yenik from the Kaka, it'll be Mashiach of Agbor. It's Mashma. Then if it wouldn't be, it wouldn't have the problem of Mechubal Kaka. So it should be kind of with Mashiach of Agbor. So Achoinim, Kvegi, it talks about it. And the Torah is Gittin. So they say that this place they see, I say like this, that it goes the other way. They say that there are kinyonim which are medin yad. It goes the other way. This is yad, and there's kinyonim which are medin yad. Name the machine like ball. And when the Torah says, we're not sent by Yodo, it doesn't mean to say only yad mamet. You see, that it means only in the hand. But anything which is nisvabe or bichlal, the din yad is also a kinyan hamoyel. You'll forget.
What about the machlekes in Bamitzia that already mentioned that mashicha is really according to another understanding that from the pasuk?
Can be yad. Can be yad mesecha. That's one of his rayas. That's one of the times he brings us rayah. That Hagbot bin Yad because of Reish Lokish. Reish Lokish that says that Metabu Nidim Mishliche, where's the one from? Yad Amisecha. Tova Nidim Yad Liyad. Tava Mishliche Vagbo Yadu.
So what do they have to
come
from the Pasuk?
Where's the one from?
Just from Nasim Viyad.
From Get. From Get, one from there. Nice. I don't know. There's not Nachyaminis. He has Nachyaminis. Okay, we'll speak up. I'll answer your question right now. So Taras Gittin said, and Kivegi said the same thing in a few places. The Tshuva said in Daf Ein Ches, that Hagbor Mishlich of Viyad, and it could be an effective Kinyan Get. Actually, before I come to your question, yeah. There's a. This is Shem Hashlomas Inyan. Rashi himself in Gittin, the beginning of Azarik, has a more extreme shita. Rashi holds that initially can be kind of get with Kinyan Agav Karka. Agav Karka means that the you make a Kinyan on the Karka, and Agav Karka you kind of something else on top of it. That's Rashi's shita. The first block. You can kind of with Kinyan Agav Karka. All the Rishonim, they disagree with Rashi.
You can go to what with Agav Karka?
Can be kind of get with the Kinyan Agav. But they're coming to explain a middle sheet there. They're coming to explain a middle sheet there. And they say, and he claims that all Rishonim agree with this.
Isn't it Chatzar Rebbe?
Why?
Even if you're mocking the carpenter, why would it be Yad? If it would work, it would be
chaser. Yeah, if it would be chaser, it's one of the Yishayim chasers. They want to be chaser. If it's in the chaser, it's a table limit in chaser. And the Elamai may be worse not to be chaser. The Rashi seems to say it has to be dafka there. They're chaser dafka in the... It's one of the Yishayim chasers. Yeah, fine. But here, what the point you want to make is like this: that again, where are we going? By us, we shame say that Rashi, the same time Rashi, that Yad, even the Yad of Gittin, the Yad of Gittin has to do with Hadbo. And I'm showing you the other way. You find that Hadbo, Teres Gittin, for example, is Hadbo, and Meshich has a Shach is the Yad. Yad is Yad. And the Benosim Biyodos, Kipsutai. But in addition to that, the Yad was a Mishrabe Medin Yad. Name the Hadbo Meshich. Now, what's the difference between the two? What's between Yad Kipsutai and Hadbo Meshich? So the Teres Gittin, he says the same thing in Sivis, in Resha Meches. He has his Chiluk. Because it did that Yad, he had two Chilukim. And then we'll see like, what makes the difference. The Yad, which the Torah talks about, and Biyodo and Get, it has to contain the Get completely. The Dovah Dibna has to be completely contained in the Get. And it brings a Raila Dovah, says that Yad, we learn a Chosef from. It must be all the only Yad, the God, the Tevah, the Nine, the Moim, the Mokom. So that Yad, we'll see who we'll disagree with. But that Yad has an affinity with Chosef. It goes together. Yad and Chosef. Chosef is in Yad, it's our boy. The Mandom and Minbo Mitzia. Chosef is in Yad, it's our boy. So just like in Chosef, the Chosef, the Baal Chosef, only kind of. The chayvus as in the chotzer, the mitzvah chayvus in the chotzer, mitzvah non chotzer is not claimed in chotzer. The chotzer is not claimed. So to the death in yad of the Torah is only if the chayvus completely contained in the yad.
Yad is from chotzer or chotzer from yad?
Chotzer from yad. Hagbo on the other hand, which everybody we talk about the Rashi and Kedushin. Hagbo doesn't involve a yad. It's nulna bidin yad. It doesn't have to be. Then he talks about, and Sivis in terms of Gittin talks about sticking out of the yad. Right? It's a safer. Right, like this. This is saying this is not contained in the yad. That would be chen. Not within yad, but within hagbo. Hagbo, which is closely related to yad. It's not contained in the yad. That's enough communion, the practical enough communion between the. What? Yad and. And Hagbo Midin Yad. Hagbo Midin Yad is Mugba from the Yad. As long as it makes it being Mugba.
But yeah. Yad is closing your Yad?
No. Forget, open. Contained in the Yad. Contained in the Yad. The dim is something, stinks out. Stinks out. That's why the Loch and Shulchan Aruch and the Shulchan Aruch and the Shulchan Aruch. There are two Loch and Shulchan Aruch, we'll see. There's one Loch and Shulchan Aruch that we just mentioned, that the Yad of the Ish has to be 3 tefachim off the ground. Another law of the Ramah says that he says no good. The minig is, and that's what they do to fold up the get, fold it up, so it's not a bite sized portion, but it's small enough to fit into the yad, to go into the yad in a high time. He does that. So there's the mahalach of the Torah's Gittin. So he has mahalach in both of these. He goes with Shitosa. He says both are totally the same. Both revolve about the same issue. That Bamir is Azoi. Bamir is, based on the Tosis, here he has a quote, based on the Tosis in Tav Chof Aleph that we looked at. And this can be kind of get with a Poshti Yad and side with Akbor that's in Srava Medin Yad. But the Navkamina is that there's a Chiddush in the Torah in get. What's the chiddush of Tavim get? It's a chiddush, and it's not practical in the. What? Bar Kocha. Yeah, the Bar Kocha. So the Torah's Gittin says that the Bar Kocha is only if it's Yad Mamish.
Does that mean you can't force her to pick her hand up?
No, but Bakoch means she doesn't want to get divorced. She says no to the whole business, no to be kind enough to the garage. She's not going to
do anything.
You can't force her to anything. No, you can't feel. We're not talking about physically forcing her. The deal is that the Baal, if the Baal gives Nisha get, she is misgarage to Bakoch. She means Bakoch. That came in Ben Gesh and made the Chayyim not good. Yeah. So Meila says the halacha is like this: the when is Bal Kocha? When is Bal Kocha? But when is, so he says a chiddush? When is midaito and is a chiddush in like gidechtu and a lumpus of gas? Very big chiddush. When is midaito? So then you can use the kinyan yad, the expansive kinyan yad, which includes agbo and meshiche. And practically speaking, that's required that the get be fully contained in the yad, because she has asked to use it. She has asked that kinyan is coming, but then she wants to be coming, so she has asked to be kind of the bezeich of the piece of paper. I want the bezeich of the piece of paper. That's bezeich of the piece of paper. That's what she needs, and for that kinyan agbo to work, and that's what you have. That's what Tosfos is talking about. The Ramah says, give a get boyfriend to take care in case not whatever. You give a get boyfriend, that is a word afilu b'kocha. Who's afilu b'kocha? And that's why you have these two halachas. Fold it up in case b'kocha. Case b'kocha, and then one of these halachas folding out. Case b'kocha. Case b'kocha, you have to make sure it's in the yad. And that's halacha folding it up.
The Kenyan Yad Mamre.
Now, why don't you finish? Why does Ramah say? Why does this post? You should ask me a question. Why does Ramah say that lechachilu the Yad should be 3 tefachim off the ground? Givoyis menos gimel tefachim. So here he says, in case the get is sticking out, from the hand, you didn't fold it up. It's not small enough. It's sticking out. She's a small hand. Then we want to make sure we have the other Kenyan. That's supposed to be practical. It's not everything's Yad, but the lomdus here. Let's speak about the lomdus here. Coming in the avonda here. What's the chiddush here? It's not his fault. It's in Tosfos. There's a chiddush here that the isha can be miscavish, even though her das kinder das, which makes the kinyan, gives the kinyan a shem kinyan, is being utilized for the get to bichal. That's the chiddush here. That's the big kinyan in get. That's a shailu. The eager shailu. Talk about kinyanim and get. Talk about shal kinyanim chutz from yad, help and get. The shailu is, when do we impinge upon tligid of a gavre kanka? When is the Isha using a Kenyan in which she has to be an active participant, either physically or midaito, when can we use that? And why does not impinge upon Tliki Dirma Gavri Kalka? That's a shaila in Lomdus. Again, there's a very big shaila. There's a major shaila in Gittin. So they have a Pidush Shanim, the entire Gittin, and Kvengiz Maskim Tim. The Hagdor is, there are two limitations. Number one, has to be one. Daf is something which is nisrabe midin yad. Nisrabe midin yad. If it's midin yad, but there's the noifin of yad which needs her das. If it's sticking out from the hand, it needs her das. So the teretz is, again, the essence of Yom Kippur. The teretz is that if the isha uses her das to be misgavish, just das and not pinking or moving or flinky to have a That's not chesam. Actually, there's in the longest. In the longest, she's being active. She's making her kinyan bichal by having das. See, what she's doing is necessary for the kinyan, because without das, we're not good.
In general, a kinyan mamish in general does need das?
Oh, now we're talking about this. Now we have, moving on, there's a marit. Mitzayis brings him down in Resha Maches. Yes. We'll see. Moving on to the next point. Resha Maches. Marit says like this, just like we find the Chatzer Shalom Kainesh Lomi Daitoi. If he has a Chatzer Mishlameris, and Lua Boyfin is his Chatzer Mishlameris, say. Chatzer Mishlameris. Who would he maybe Das Chazmat, maybe? So the person doesn't have to know that the object is in his Chatzer to be Kainin. That's Chatzer Shalom Kainesh Lomi Daitoi. So Marit says, who didn't Yad is Kainesh Lomi Daitoi? Because Yad is Min Chotze, Yad and Chotze go together. Where is it? How can be Yoshka show such a thing? I mean, he doesn't know what's in his hand. Either that, he doesn't know what's in his hand. Or not about Kochi. Not about Kochi. What should I be dating? About Kochi, he can't, then the Torah doesn't impose to give him a Kochi something if he doesn't want to forget. But should I be dating? So it could be he has no something in his hand. Or he picks up something and he would want to be kind of, but he thinks that he picks up something which really heavy and he thinks it belongs to somebody else. And something which is this thing, yeah, we have to. And then he picks it up, he would want to be kinder. So if he makes a hakbah or meshiche or a kinyan kaka, if he makes a chazoka, if it's kaka, that's not what you're going. He makes a kinyan chazoka and kaka that really is hefker. And he thinks it's his, he thinks he's playing his own field, and really he's playing a kaka of a gashim, it's not kinyan. But the Maharid says that the yad is different. The same efficiency by Yad will be kinyan. Because Yad is like chotzer, and Yad doesn't need kinyan. That doesn't need das for kinyan. Doesn't need das for kinyan. It's kinyan without das. Because it's a chotzer of Allah to know. The Ksois there says that that Marid is totally in Rashi and Tois and Tzibus of Lamed Aleph. And I will sugi. Why? But Marid is also sugi. So the Ksois says, because Taisvis, Bishlam, the legal fee Taisvis, he's right. Because Taisvis says that, and I'm an Aleph, and I'm a base, that the Pasha of Nasan Biodo is the mokov for Yad being royal kinyon in Medochum Hemgan, Kol Kinyon. Yad is one of the kinyon in Metatlin, and we learn from Nasan Biodo. Mel is such a thing, Kinyon Yad, so the Marit can say he's voting. But he says Rashi doesn't hold as Abachal. So this is exactly what we're saying. We'll see what. The Sivus is Zia Chayil. But the Sivus is Rashi doesn't hold as Abachal. Rashi holds Agaponim Shmedin Agbo. Or they can learn out from Getter and the Kinyonim. But Agaponim, the push the Kinyon Yad, a Yad, which is Betarius Yad, with two Amidi, you don't have. Has to go through with Kinyon, with Hakobon, with either Yad or Dinak Boy, only Hakbo helps. That's Rashi, you need Gimel Tvachim. He said he's passive on the Rashi, it's Gimel Tvachim. Rashi on Aleph and Rashi on the base. The Gimel Tvachim, the Yad Shodim Shuvah, Gimel Tvachim is the Halach in Kinyon Hakbo. So, man, Leshamanu, there's no Moko for the Marit. According to Rashi, there's no Halach, the Yad can be Kinyon Shomidai. Because the Yad is Din Hakbo, there's no Kinyon Yad, but there's Yad. So, man, the Shomidai would not be Kinyon.
Is that because deal with Russian Sanhedrin at all?
No.
And how could the what's trying to figure out how does Rashi have something more of a see it? It says chod that the chod should be coming out. It's not 3 12 off the ground.
That's the question.
We're saying the same question now that
if it's off the ground, I would ask the question stronger. So what's the ad? Which ad is it talking about? Let's take a moment to see it. Kasha is a good kasha.
The question is how will Shem look at the Rashi and Sanhedrin? Rashi here is saying that Yad is, if Rashi and Sanhedrin is saying that Yad works as Chatzar, and then in Bamitzia comes out Fakir, that Chatzar works as a Yad.
No, that's okay. The Rashi and Sanhedrin, it's good to some extent, a little bit. Okay. We said already, the Chayil looks like two Mahalakim in Rashi. Because we understand why the chiv is not in the order. The order is just a mashma. Because the chiv, why he can't come out in the order. Okay, right. Yes, and then Siva says, we're talking about here something doesn't, that wasn't or doesn't fit into the hand. And that's what he says.
It doesn't fit into the hand.
Yeah, that's what Siva says. Siva says, the Reish HaMeches, right there on that size, Siva disagrees with him. He says, not that Rashi denies Kinyan Yad, but he goes, which he tells him, ready from the first Kinyan, actually. That the two types of Yad, there's a Yad which contains it, and that's Mamash Yad, we get nothing beyond it, and that applies to the Mamash too. Applies to, that's the Kinyan Tampon. And the Ma'arit would apply there too. According to Sivis, the Ma'arit Shlomi Das is masking to Shlomi Das. In Kiyonim too, according to Ma'arit, according to him. I actually here talk about Gimel because he's talking about sticking out of the hand.
It says,
could be, if Taisa understood Rashi the way he understood Rashi, so then you know, it comes out that Taisa holds the Dimi Kaine with the Kinyad. I says now it's Nachot, I don't know. But let's see what's attributed to Isis. Okay. Kim Duman. Here is a Santa Kivegit in Gidna Vein Ches. There is a Shalya. The Gemara says, not some Yodo be a Shengo. It's not a get, any get. Why do you Shengo lo mis Gashem? So it means Rishon Yeshayim say, even though get doesn't need, so what's the idea? Get doesn't need that. Who gets free to sleep or not? She's sleeping and he thinks, get into her hand. No good. Why is it no good? Why is it not washing my coffin? So he says, because with the day of Ashbaran, after we get Labin and Daito, but we come from any Shom of Yodo. Even though it's Makocha, if you look, he loy mikre yad lit nice again, Beshoshi Shaino. Every time Shaino does, every time Omacho Shaino Mishama Biodo. About Kocha, she's aware, she's cognizant of what's happening. And the Shaino, she's not, she's no, she's, there's no dust. Like a Shaino, the bottom line is, there's no yad.
What's that?
There's no yad, there's no yad.
Why is
the Shaino is worse about Kocha, there's cognizance, but there's no dust, no Rotson. Bakocha is Rotson, but she knows there's something in her hand. Yeah, that's the difference. That means something to change. The other shell wasn't Chosik and Gabla. Chosik is Medin Yad. What about somebody sleeping? When somebody comes in, the Chavis comes into his Chosik. They have the same afko, the same way Yad does function as the Yad when the person is sleeping. What about the Chosik? He's been sad back and forth.
Why can't sleeping be like moving, making an achatz? It's not mishtemeres anymore.
What?
Sleeping by yad would be more comparable not to the das by achatz, but to the gedel. So you're moving the time.
Could be. Could be. Yeah.
What is it
called? It's a basket.
Yeah. What's the basket? It has to be the das.
Sure.
I thought she wasn't looking.
That she wasn't. Yeah. She's sleeping or something. Fine, let's go right with second advertisement. Says, "Meniuki gives us a service from Otsavi Ben Benumei B'Sivay Ashkan." The Gomas, not making the rovo. So, if they make a sikkum in Shilas Rashi. what is his Rashi? The Lord basically shalos in Rishayim Rachayim. What's the fun of his Rashi? Does Rashi learn all the Yashim get the king on the one shalos? How does Yad work and get Din Hagbo or the Din Yad Rashi? Is there such a thing in Megach Memka? The same thing as before. Is there such a thing in Megach Memka as the king and Yad Bechlau? Only Hagbo. After you get the reed, but can after the king on the knot. That's in the right side of the Tyson Sivis. And then the Nafka means. Then there's another child in Shidas Rashi, because if Tyson doesn't need it, they have to make, there's every, they always have to make Agbo. There's Agbo, the Gdol Echoinim, the way they make Agbo, if you're holding it here. Mugba Mikoichoi, or Mais Agbo, 3/12 of Mount. That's a child in King Sudan. Means when you get a suit, you have to pick it up. When you get an answer, you have to pick it up or not. I'm just saying, they will find it. Fine, these are the shots in Russia. But here, you can get the same as the most of you, when you're mayor, but if you're asking, the goans. In Namik, it's over. Cool, Musa, Shabbos, go. You should see if you have the mother of Gimu. Damn, I'm going to have Shibu, and Shabbos, and Nofer, and Nofer, and Mokum Dalla. Dig off, if you have Shabbos, you should see if you have the mother of Gimu. And Mokum Dalla. The Kilova Domi, from Nafas, and Dami. In Namik, I'll see if you have the mother of Gimu, the Rova, the other Shiva, the other Dalla. So the Kundi is Girse. The Gimu is coming to be Miashiv, how, Boifen, we're making a Kimta. Okay, what's speaking of that? We're making a Kimta of Yad. The reason we're making a Kimta of Yad, it was McGarry into the Yad. The reason we're making a Kimta of Yad is what is to allow him to become the king in Gnevet in Mechaik Mom. But once we, but now, but the Gemara is taking here a loose end. If we talk about the Anocha of the Chavis leaving the Shizrab and coming into the Yad, why is he Chayiv and Shabbos? He's Chayiv and Shabbos one or two reasons. Either because the Yad was Teich Gimel, so that's why it's Chayiv for being Moitzim, which is Ayocha, the Shizrab. Or the other, and why is that be Teich Gimel? Because even though he needs a Mokam Anocha down the Dalit. And even though Yad is not Dalad at Dalad, but we say Lobud, the Chavis Munach, we didn't give him a kaket Lobud. So it's Munach. In Namik Lobud, we don't, doesn't have to be Tech Gimel, because I'm Mokam Anoch Al Yad, is also Chai, Vyad Shal Mokshu Baka Abba Labba. Right, so both these two, Lomatim Gimel and Lobud, according to Tosh, are coming to Bim Yashar Lechiv Shamas. Benatam, like go with some of us, what the mellow, Uch the Rob to lay, what's the name of the guy who ate it richly? That's meaning the Agi Dadlish Miagi. Well, my thing, the Rob don't buy my seat, Agi Dadlish Miagi, the my way, soon Nisha Bifim, where is the other Achas, the Bahar's Megala Taiho, but after the Matam Gim, the Malam Gim, which Miagi, the boss of Goofy Goy. What's the Tantais? What are they talking about? What's the name chat? What are the Balatais talking about? Yeah, so we mentioned the Shalom, but there's a Sukkot in Shalom, and Agad Yad, and Agad Kli. The Sukkot of Agad Kli will hold this, I'll tell you, Agad Kli will hold this, talking about, could be, there's a little bit of Chaim about the Megarish, and the Rambam has to do with Agad, actually, let's see, maybe. But from the Sukkot there, talking about Agad Kli means the Kli contains a bunch of items, either one item, a bunch of items, and it's a big kli, and he was mostly the kli. Part of the kli is back in the Shus HaYochid, part of the kli is in the Shus HaRam, and the items in the kli, even those items which have been completely left in the Shus HaYochid, they're pebbles, they're small items in the kli, they're completely in the Shus HaRabim, but they're in a kli, which is all good back into the Shus HaYochid. That's Agad Kli. And Rashi was Agad Yad, the same thing. Agad Yad is the same thing. The Agad Yad means somebody the only thing is sent in, or the other way. And thing is sent into the Rishus, is he chayiv, if he brought his hand into the Rishus, even though the hand is still back into the previous Rishus, the Rishus in which he came from. Yeah. Rashi gives it a taich. What's the chesaron of Agad? Rashi. Rashi learns that the Chesav Agid is in Hoitzo. Chomagot, the Ogid Ravela Hoitzo. He says it a few times. That's one Rashi. He didn't study elephant base. Chomagot, Ogid Ravela Hoitzo. He. And the writer says, "Veyesh Rimenu Kulan." He's going if he's holding Mleya Chadul is not Agid. So he says, "Veyesh May Agid Loi Mar Lo Yotzo Kulay." But they know God of Bifniyim. We don't say. Zel Loshen Hashas Niyam Shabbos Oter. Kol Kamo Dele Nofik Le Kulay Kol Le Ogu De Gudei Shaych Gavir Yishus Kamo. So Rashi says that the Inyan, it was since Taisa Mishu Dan, I'll speak out with the idea, I'll speak out with the idea. Rashi learns the Chisoron of Agad is right in the again Melachas Haitzor has three components, Akiruf and Rishus and Haitzor and then the Anochot. So Rashi is refuish here that the Chisoron of Agad is that the in Haitzor Shlav 2, which is the main Shlav in Haitzor Nachnosa, hasn't left Rishus, hasn't left Rishus, still back in the old Rishus, it has a Shachis back in the Rishus, it's felt missing an Iker Inyan of Haitzor. Don't say it in Rashi. Good. Umaise. What's the now what's in Yad? Yad poses Agid Yad poses the same problem. The same problem. Somebody you see this hand out. Is he chayiv? So is the hand like a kli? So the same one is upon him. Do we say that something is in the hand and the hand is attached to the goof is back in the previous rituals? So what's in the hand hasn't left the Rishus. It's still open to the previous Rishus and if it so hasn't taken place yet. Or perhaps not. Or we say, Agad Yad Loish Mayagad. We say, no, Agad. The Hoitzah has taken place. We don't say that the Agad. The Agad says the Hoitzah has taken place. Same thing. That's Hoitzah. So here the Gmos who came to Ben Tam learned how Yomagavi Yotze means the person's on the inside. He's standing inside. When we make it, so he's still inside. His hand is outside in the Shuzer Avim, and he puts the kiss from the Shuzer Yochid into the hand in the Shuzer Avim. But the hand is attached to the group, which is all go back into the Shuzer. The hand in the Shuzer Avim is attached to the group, which is all go back into the Shuzer Yochid. So, Uch de Rovo. What do Rovo say? Lashmina daga di agad yad lo shme yagid. Good. Let's see the next line. So, Ho, Maisa de Rovo, Dom Ramatsniya, daga di yad lo shme yagid. Umaisu nisha befnim, ראיתי יוד אחס, ובאחרס מגבל תאיכו. ודאף כציב למטה מגימול, תאיך גימול, it's one thing, תאיך גימול כדרובו. What's כדרובו? What's that be? תאיך גימול כדרובו? זה בפיר בן תן? What's בן תן שפת in this גימול, תאיך גימול כדרובו? Because, דה למעלו משלוי שלו, שמי אגי, דה בוס הגוף הגבירו. תאיך is going to shit awesome, and it's מחלוי זרש in תאיך, it's based on what we just said. It's מחלוי זרש in תאיך, it's based on Aleph. Out of the Titus. The Gemara says, Takye, there's a difference between Teich Gimel and Lemalu Migimel. Here, the Fi Rashi, the hand into which it makes an offer in the second Rishos. If it's Teich Gimel, he's Chayiv. If it's Lemalu Migimel, he's not Chayiv. If it's Teich Gimel, he's Chayiv again, because Agad Yad Loish Me'agad. If it's Lemalu Migimel, he's not Chayiv. Why not? So Rashi and Shabbos says he's not chayiv because he didn't make a hanocha because the other way naich, and not because of agid, because Rav holds agid yad loish me'agid. Well, so here's the plan. The plan is big posel. Plan Rashi is posel. Since Rashi holds, you understand nochma. Rashi says that this hanocha Tosfos means that if the yad is taking him over the ground, then he's chayiv for placing on the yad, despite the fact that the feet are planted in the back in the other shoes. If the yad is l'malam gimel, then it's potter. So that's just the reason it's potter. The yad l'malam gimel. It's not because agid yash me'agid. Because Rav holds agid yad loish me'agid. Loish me'agid. Or the other way, if Rav would hold agid yash me'agid, it would be a problem even l'malam gimel. But Rav holds agid yad loish me'agid. It means we don't look at the. But rather, what is the problem? The problem is, says Rashi, there's no nocho. They have the gemara of gimel. Time mishum de loy nocho, loy mishum agid gufo. There's no anocha, and this is the Havonis over here. I think we explained this last week. We explained last week that, maybe before, that the Queen of Rashi, Hanochas Aguf, here, Hanochas Aguf, Hakir is a guv v'shmei, Hakir enoch is a guv v'shmei enoch. So it means two things. It means that if the guv gets up and moves, and who then achevitz on the guv, his kilu is munach on the ground. Because the we look at a chayv is having a what's the psalm we explained in Rashi? Explained more once I think. The psalm in Rashi, Rashi's avon in a kiris gufa and nochas gufa is that don't look at the mokum nochas being on the shoulder. Look at the mokum nochas being on the shoulder, but the shoulder is munach on the ground, and so male ultimately the chayv is munach on the ground agav the guf. Now that's according to Rashi, right? Every something munach on the guf is munach on the ground because the feet are planted on the ground. So maybe if something's on the yad, that's a loch. Something's on the yad. It could be it's munach. So where's the mokum menoch of the chevet on the yad? With the feet on. The yad is attached to a goof. The goof has feet. So with the feet meet the ground, that's ultimately the mokum menoch of the chevet on the yad. So that nothing to do with sugiv agad. That's to do with sugiv hanochin. That's a shalva nochash. It's a shalva of three. Right, the final slav, you know, hanoch. Where is the chevetz munach? Where is the munach? So is it munach? We answer yes. A chevetz on somebody's goof is not suspended in midair. It's munach. But where is it? Why is it munach? Not because the goof is like a pole coming out of the shayoch. Because the goof is munach in rishos. So chevetz on it is munach in rishos too. But it's totally determined by the mokum noch of the goof. That's not she did not get from Meile. Oh, that's back in the gimel. So now the more answer I say, that's any base. The more answer I say. When do we need to make the chevetz? When is the chevetz munach agav the goof? It's only if the yad is the malam gimel. But if the yad is teich gimel, then forget about it. The chevetz munach of love makes it munach. It's munach by which of being love within 3-12 on the ground. That's Rashi shita. That's Rashi learns teich gimel malam gimel. Again, if the chevetz is the malam gimel. The chevetz malam gimel. So he didn't make a hanocha. Taisvus. Taisvus one different. Taisvus one different because in the gimel they went a little different.
According to Rashi, he's saying that he's in Hagufa that you didn't do a hanocha in the rishos.
Right, exactly. You didn't do a hanocha in the rishos. Not
the rishos. It's lashmei eged. Like he said that.
Yeah, right.
It's considered like I put it.
Right. No, shmei eged. Lashmei eged means that the chevetz leave the rishos. The chevetz was in rishos ayochid. It left across the border and went into Rishos HaRabim. But now, the Zaloch of Agge tells you if the Chavis is contained in a Kli, and the Kli still has a presence back in the Rishos, the Chavis didn't leave the Rishos. That's Losh and Rashi. That's Losh and Rashi. Lava Itzor. The Itzor didn't happen. Rova holds that Agge Yad Loshmei Agge. So Rashi learned that Sim came with the Gemara says that that's only Teichim of the Malam Gimu is Potter. If the Yad is Malam Gimu is Potter, so Rashi learned it's not because of the son of Agad. Because Agad, that's the Teichim of the Malam Gimu doesn't make a difference to Rashi. The Chavis, like the fact that the Chavis is contained in the Yad is not like a Kli. A Kli could make it all good to the previous Rishos. A Yad doesn't make it all good to the previous Rishos. Ogun, in terms of Eitzor, they cross the border, the boundary, they leave, the Ogun should come into the Rishos. Yeah, to the new Rishos. But where and how, by virtue of what is in Munach, that's Sugi of Yad. That's Sugi of Teichim Malam Gimel. Because Yad, the Chavis, on Guva Shalom is Munach, only by virtue of the Hanochas HaGuva Gavi Kavka. So then we say, Teichim is Munach Mishin Lovet. Malam Gimel, you have to command the Guva. For the Guva has the feet planted in the previous rituals, in the old rituals.
So then you're saying Agat.
Not Agat. Not
you look at the gov, then
not aga hanoches, a chesonin hanoches. It's in the other shoes, but it's not munach there. It's mokum hanoches the previous shoes. Now aga means that itzor hasn't taken place. Here, the itzor has taken place. But if one needs the brother, if the ubiya din after chutz mishuncho, if you can get away with chutz mishuncho, so then Rashi would say it's chayv. Because the chayv is the other shoes. But if you hold, you need a mokum hanoch, the mokum hanoch of the chayv is not in the shoes. It's connected back to all the shoes. That's an agin. Something else. That's a function of hanoch. It's a goof. That's a function of the yad being attached to the goof. The goof is munach there. Hanoch adik. Yeah. Taisus learns that the here and here, that the problem is in agin. The taish gimel, the yad is. Bemes, whether Yad makes equal to previous rituals, is telling whether Yad is like Gimel or Malmi Gimel. And so what's the story in that? Teich Gimel by so is the Yad is both of the Kaka. So if the Chavis is not there, that's like Rashi. But with Malmi Gimel, Rami Gimel, since it's in the Yad Zaboto to the Kaka Kanira, so you make it Ogu too. Okay, Rashi made Gishmak in Havana, so Peter, the researcher, said before. But you look confused.
No, we're saying that it's Taka Itzah, but nevertheless, we're looking that if it's Lamata Megimel, so we don't need your Anacha because it's
right.
Munach anyways,
right.
But now we need to come onto your Anacha.
Right. Yeah, come on. No, but this is what the Agad, the Rashi thought Agad said the Chavis didn't leave. That's Agad. The Chavis, everybody says, all good people supposed to, and it affects the middle. The middle slav in the Malach of Eitzah. So we all go, I get, let me agit. So it doesn't make a difference. Rashi doesn't take Gimel, and Gimel doesn't make a difference in that. Let me agit. So the dim is only in that Malach. Rav Acha, Masa, Elcha, Vina, Masa, Ni, Loilam, Dafi, Vishosaram.
In the sugi of Eve Moy Kochin, so Rashi, you have to say that Rashi, what's the king? Rashi says if he eats it, Hawks and Gimel, so he's not claiming. So why not? It was in his hand, so he's kind of Hawks and Gimel.
His mouth, you mean? Not his hand, his mouth. What? His mouth. Well, that's the discussion. The reason for the.
What we're saying here
now, the Shemra saying Rashi, that Rashi holds it, that really
you don't need
to
have
Shalosh. Let's see what Rashi says here. He boy go from matter and gimbal to work and work, what's the gimbal that boy? So, what are you asking a question?
Because I thought Shabbos and Rashi was he just picked it up less than 3
and 8.
I didn't realize that he was eating it up.
If he picked it up, it's very sure. If he didn't pick it up, that's a little bit good. If he picked it up, it's against the Gemara. I mean, that's the problem. That's against Rob. You have to show them on Shubo. What? See, the Gemara didn't know of it, maybe. Or. Or if you say this, what's Achrenim? What's Neshua and the choice being from the beginning of Shlomoy? That's how you mentioned it. It's like they only say it on Shabbos. You only say you also chesuv is only a Shabbos on the dinner kiri and anocha or when you're doing a melacha. That's true. Then that would be a teretz. Or you can say what the shita says that the pez is not a mokum, is not like yad. Pez not kind in yad. Dafki yad. I feel it if you want to say Rashi holds it in yad. You can be kind, but not in piv. Pez not a mokum nocha. Not a mokum kini.
What's the second
test?
Only on Shabbos to say.
Yeah.
What? It's
both
before.
It's the
Ritva says,
yeah. What? The Ritva says.
That was in Rashi.
That's right.
Would that bring issue of the that's why they wouldn't hold of that, because they wouldn't say that this thing applies by Kinyan.
If I can, the world says that it's a Shabbos Igris Ignevi Lecho. Forget, it could be Koine. could be kainan. That's a shanli gemara. A shanli gemara. What the tzimtzum is up? But why not say amigo? You mean?
Yeah, but why?
Because it's not the not really. The mid is different. Why is this different? Because there they were defining what is being Shusramish or being Kamos. I'm not giving it a Hashivos. The Yad has a Hashivos. The truth is, it's a very fast forward. I wouldn't have said it. It's a fast forward, but hopefully the voice of Allah. If they said it in Yad, they didn't say it in Shusramish. Okay, so the Gemara says, yeah. Ravina Masne Ochi. Well, I'm not here to say I'm just having a Mikon with a rabbit to put on my sister. Could be full gay. The Ravina holds that the Mashiach is Cain and Shusra. How does he know? From the Mishnah Baba Kamba, he must have created a mess to smile the pot. He grew as a Xia Mishnah Smile on the mess hype. We don't ואחר דגם שם, ואין דגם ויש לו, אם יש לו ויש לו ומייס פרס ביילו פוטו, תאים את זה מייס פרס ביילו, מציע לו מייס פרס ביילו ומייס חי ואחר דגם יסייבו היביר של הציוי, היסו דום מדגבו, מגבו דו עושה פוסה, יפה היסו נם דו עושה פוסה ואחר קשי, ויש לו ואין דו קשי יסייבו יש לו ואחר, קשי כמה דו עושה פוסה, אם יש לו ביילו מכווינו בי ספר לבין לקשי, היסו דום מדגבו, לא יגנוי אמינו So that's the truth of Bible Paul to Agam and Mashal and Kum, they call us high brains. Hegbi a village is Bible, let's see, call Echo, the Abbey a village is Ram. So Tay says, Vishus Ram Nami call no. Hold on, we make it as Fine, the Bible, but I'm the Bayou. The Mashiach will call him to Serabi. That's the Shalom you're saying. There's a winner that hold of a mind over the Mashiach of the previous sugar, the Mashiach of the Kainim Shasar Ram or not. I may read like Pigi Adu Avino, Docho, Dodukoma, the Kondi, and it was high brains in. Our Aina, you came, the Jesu Ligam, the Shita of the Week is as a hill between what a mind over talk about, the Mashiach of the Kainim Shasar Ram, and what we're talking about in Ravina. Ravina is talking about a Kenyan for a Gan with high brains. The Hainu. A Ganav is only Chayiv, like we had before. Ganav is only Chayiv in the case of Einstein or Nisraf. Rashi says it on Laman and Beis, on Aleph and Aleph. But Ganav to be Chayiv, we have to make a Kinyan. So the Chiv, Chiv is Tashlumen, Chiv is Tashlumen of Ganav is only a Kinyan. And by Rabbi Zalman, Melech Memka, why is there a difference? So, I'm saying the Achrayim many call B'Shem Chaim. It's in the Chaim. It's in Gilzei Grach. It's in Membez. Yeah, is there a bunch of people? That the reason such a chilek is that the kinyanim in Mekach Chomemka, the kinyan in Mekach Chomemka, and the kinyan in Geneva respectively have to achieve two different things. In Mekach Chomemka, the point of the kinyan is to be machnas and shusay. And that's why Mashiach and Mashiach Rabbim is Eilu Moyu, because Mashiach Rabbim is Rabbim Shusa, it's a Malkum Hilich Rabbim. And so that element of Achnos of Shusa, you can't have it, you don't have it in Mashiach Rabbim. So it's not Koine. It's not Koine. It mainly remains that nothing happened. There was no Siluk here, there was no Hefki here, no Shachar, don't ask me from the Sugis that we were talking about in the beginning of Christ. No Shachar, it's not that. The kinyan, the gidri kinyan of Mekach Chomemka is achnosa shusay. And Mekach Chomemka is not welcome to achnosa shusay, so the kinyan is not kinyan. But then came the kinyan, which is the entire, the gadda is mischai be kinyan, be yisuri gneve, not yisuri, the chiva gneve, dafke with the kinyan, so there the kinyan is, the inyan of the kinyan, It's like to take away from the Bible. This is a re shita. This is a re. So therefore, Ravino says, according to the re in Balatayshvus, the re holds that Ravino agrees with Bain Rova that Mashiach is not going to survive, but that's all for Kenyan to be kinder. But a Kenyan to be Chai Bain sins, yeah. Now the shall take it from Yah, there's a shiloh. Right here, that was possible. That was the highest possible. That the function of the Kenyan is different. The reason the location is different, because the function of the Kenyan is different. Haitzah, Mishra's available, took place. Right, let's go. Kozman is schlepping it in the chutz of the Balabai, so that he didn't do that. Yeah, this Kenyan hasn't affected the Haitzah, Mishra's available either. Not even that. Hagboy, yeah. What he picks up is the Nichas of Shulzai. So he took away from the Balabai. Hagboy, yes, Hagboy, it's kind of Bechol Mokim. Mishlichana is shopping at the inner shows of the Bible from one location to another inner shows of the Bible. Again, as soon as he leaves, he took away from him. Kenyan did that.
Could I be chatting the Rashi before and now, when Rashi specifically says, like Kana Elog, it's a Mishus Abilam? And the Rashi before that also, he said, Kamala Bishus Eaflus Chayat Bainsen. So does he bring that out?
What was the first Rashi before this?
Hayim Agar Vietzen.
No, it's only taking it out. It's only when he takes it out. Physically.
It can't be that's the reason why he said it that way.
I don't know.
By Gnevu, after Shvir Sechev, doesn't he call him a frame Mishas? Can you Gnevu the mat?
The mat frame for when?
Can you Gnevu that when he's calling the Chevet, it's my frame when he breaks it? Doesn't have to have potential for a real Kenyan? Mishas, can you Gnevu?
That kind of frame, don't give him a frame Gnevu. The shallows like this, the shallows I'm about to mention. The shallows that in Geneva there are not only in Geneva the Kenyan has negative and positive effects. Negative I mean the Chiv Tashlum, the Chiv Einstein. That's a negative Kenyan. It's negative in the sense that the Chiv Tashlum it's mechayvim to pay. So there you can say that there's enough a Kenyan, the gedu of a Kenyan, in the Kenyan is enough to be made to Mishra's violence, it's high to pay. But there are, in Kenyan and Geneva, in Shainim, and Achainim, there are some positive in Yonim. A Gandam gets a few positive in Yonim with a Kenyan Geneva. One is Aschus Ishtamshus. And that's based on a Ravid in Bom Kame in Shidim Versus Dab Sari Zayin that even boyfriend that if somebody Ashoy Shlomidas Ashoyel that doesn't have to learn to steal Ashoy Shlomidas that takes something Shaloy Bishus that's Ovid Lomega that the battle meant it out and they use it for a year whatever for a period of time and they return it so they have to pay for the samples but if he took it to steal so with the steel, there's not the very chances. There's the very chances, no chiv. And so why, what's the difference? So from the Mitech to Beraivit, the Hezbi is because in Geneva, you have a king in Geneva. There's a positive aspect of positive Indian of having a king in Geneva. It has the very chances. That's not the only thing. And then you have a shal in Achoinim, which will come to Mitzvah Shem. Two or three blunt hands. Whether the mid some meant a variation of this. Whether the Shinoi Koine is also a function of the Ganav having a Kenyan Zeu and a Kenyan Gnev in the Havis. And a Ganav stole something. And you got a Kenyan. Let's say you got a Kenyan. So then there's a Shinoi. Shinoi Koine is Mechuyiv to pay Shinoi Koine. Is the Shinoi Koine. That's a shadow. Does he get Shinoi Koine because of the Kenyan or because he paid? Whatever. There are a few possibilities. One possibility is that the Kenyan Geneva allows him to become a Shinoi. So Yesh Lai, what the Fida Hezber that we said in the Ri, that the Rino holds the Kenyan in Mishlichi and the Shusarabim is the Moil for Ganov, the Shai Boinsen. And the Hezber is because he just needs a Kenyan to take away from the Bible. What about these two positive aspects? That's a yesh lion.
Okay.
We'll finish talking about the taste, the risk score.
Oh, we're not going to.
This is the
way. Oh, no. So I'm saying virtually.
That's okay.
So you have no
idea. It's okay.